Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 25th day of the month of Nisan, and the 10th day of the Omer. Today is day 565. It's October 7th, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Ohav Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Eben fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Eben will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, those held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach Cholem, where he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. I want to just thank Rabbi Eben, as always. No one has spoken on this Tehillim call more than he has. Sometimes he is asked literally last minute, always making himself available, which I can't express how much it means to me as the host of the call to know that if there's a last-minute cancellation, which was not the case today. This was, I think Rabbi Eben, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. We had conversations pre-Pesach even. I think you had mentioned there was a shiur on Tuesday that's at the same time, but you'd still make it work and accommodate. But I figured that out. I found someone else for Tuesday, and we arranged for today. But it does happen from time to time that there are cancellations. And to have in my back pocket, not just any rabbi, but one who can speak so eloquently and so beautifully, it's really just a bracha for me and for all of us. And so I really just want to express my gratitude, my hakara satov, to him for really always making himself available, whether it's weeks in advance or 5 minutes beforehand. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And I'm going to give another push to please get out the vote for the OIC, for the World Zionist Congress, for Slate 5. There is a link for that in the daily Tehillim email, ou.org/Tehillim call, to sign up for the email. And you'll see a link there. Everyone here in America, in your household, 18 and older, is eligible to vote, and every vote does matter. It is extremely close. We are 10 days out from the end of the elections. So please, if you've been pushing it off, it takes less than 5 minutes. It costs $5, but we are talking about the numbers I hear is anywhere from 5 to 7 billion, with a B, billion dollars that can make a difference in Israel as well as here. So please, ou.org/Tehillim call, subscribe for the email, and there you will see a link to get out and vote. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for your very, very kind introduction. And as always, thank you for this opportunity. I hope, and you and everyone else on this call, had a wonderful Pesach. Now, as you mentioned, I am still the undisputed record holder for being on this call. But I was certainly not accustomed to all the prep time that you gave me. It was like 2 weeks. It was before Pesach, as you said. However, after you hear about the topic that I chose to speak about today, I am wondering a little bit if this may be the last appearance on the show. After thinking for weeks, maybe you gave me too much time, Rabbi Herman, thinking for weeks about a topic for today, I chose the following title: Is the OU Detrimental to Judaism? Now, Rabbi Herman, before you start pressing the mute button on me and start playing some damn call reruns, please give me a couple minutes to explain why I decided to use my time today to take some shots at the mothership. See, this is Parsha Shmini, which brings us one of the most detailed discussions of Kashrut in the Torah. And we get the full zoological breakdown. Animals with split hooves and chewing cuds and fish with fins and scales. The whole kosher safari. As we read through the list, we naturally think about the world that we live in now. A world where keeping kosher has never, ever, ever been easier. According to the Google search I made this morning, there are over 1.3 million kosher certified products in the United States alone, many of them on bottled water and silver foil, which is another discussion for another time. Today, you are surprised when you go to a sports stadium and don't find a kosher stand. You can buy a box of cookies today, and not only do they have a kosher symbol on them, often they have several kosher symbols on them, just in case you didn't hold of the first three. And according to one article that I read on the interweb, I recently came across, they estimated that the kosher global food industry is at, wait for it, $24 billion. Now, I'm not that old, unless you're talking to my kids, but even I remember when things were different, when you could list all the kosher restaurants on a couple of hands, when you had to be vigilant in perusing the products at the supermarket to make sure that they had one of the handful of kosher hashkachot that were around. And no, the letters O-R did not stand for Orthodox rabbis, as I had always hoped. I remember exactly when the Oreo cookies became kosher. Truly one of the most majestic moments in my life, right ahead of the birth of my children. When we would travel, we would pack tuna fish and crackers and Ziploc bags and pickles that would inevitably seem to leak in the car. Yes, they were all good times. In contrast, today, when I travel, instead of packing food very often, I check with the kosher GPS app and debate if I'm in the mood for sushi or for shawarma. It's incredible what has happened in the kosher world. And of course, it's a blessing. But here's the question that I want to ask today to our listening audience, to the OU Divrei Chizuk Call faithful who dial in every weekday because they are looking for more spirituality in their lives. This question is for you, as well as for my mother-in-law, who also is listening somewhere while simultaneously doing 17 other things at the same time. The question is, in a world where keeping kosher is so easy, do we risk forgetting what kosher is really all about? Let's back up for a moment. So in this week's Parsha, the Ramban writes in Parak Yud Aleph about the kosher laws and how kosher laws are not just about physical health, but about spiritual health and spiritual sensitivity. What we eat affects who we are, he says. Kashrut is a way of cultivating kedusha, holiness, not just at the Shabbat table, but even at Wednesday's lunch. In that vein, Rabbi Isaac Rama, in his commentary, the Akedah Yitzchak, proposes that the purpose of kashrut was to teach us the quality of self-restraint and self-control. In the Torah, keeping kosher is actually not a positive commandment, but it's a negative one. We're asked to restrict ourselves, to not eat whatever we want, for it not to be so easy. As Nachum Leibowitz pointed out, the first commandment given to keep kosher was to Adam and Chava. There they were told they could eat from all the trees of the garden, but of course, with one exception. And as she explains, their one restriction of kashrut, and our many restrictions, are there to remind them and now us that we can't just simply eat whatever we want. That we must restrain from our most simple animalistic desires, and we must learn to sacrifice and to do without. And we still have to instill self-control in our lives, because as another company once shared in their commercials that I remember as a kid, we answer to a higher authority. But what happens? What happens when kosher is so convenient that we no longer have to even think about it anymore? What happens when we can go to the local kosher store and buy the $100 rack of ribs or the $150 bottle of wine or the vacations with all-you-can-eat glatt kosher buffet or the kosher foodie experiences of a lifetime, all easily accessible with a simple swipe of a credit card? Question is, have we lost something integral with all that we have gained? Rabbi Sachs Zatzal said so simply and so eloquently, kashrut makes eating holy. So here's the chizuk, and here's the challenge. Let's make eating holy again. In a world of kosher convenience, we need to learn, lean a little harder into kosher consciousness. Let's bring intentionality back into the kitchen. Let's teach our kids that a hefsher isn't just a symbol, but it's a stamp of spiritual commitment. Let's remember that eating kosher is not just about what we're allowed to eat, but about what we're trying to become. And yes, let's reinstitute a small little value into our lives called self-restraint. In a way, we've succeeded so well in normalizing kashrut that we may have lost the sense of avodah in it. But Parshas Shemini calls us back. It reminds us that holiness comes from discipline and from doing things with purpose. This week, as you scan your OU kosher certified shelf of snacks, take a moment. Before you open the bag, maybe remember, this isn't just lunch, this is Kedusha. If you spend a little less on kosher indulgences, say Hashem, even this, especially this, is for you. And may we instill a little more Kedusha into our daily meals. Wishing you all a meaningful day and a meaningful lunch. We will begin with Tehillim, Parak Chaf. Lamaseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Tegecha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Mechotecha V'Oasla Yidashafela, Yitein Lecha Chalavecha V'Chol Atatcha Yimalei. Yerana Meshuatecha V'Shem Elohino Nidol, Mala Adonai Kol Meshalatecha. Ati Yadati Ki Yashi Adonai Meshiko, Yanayim Mimishmei Gatsho, Gurat Yishan Vino, Ela Berecha Ve'Ela Basutsa Menach Meshem Adonai Elohino Naskir. Hema Karo V'Nafalo V'Nach Nekam Nesadod, Adonai Yashi Adonai Melech Enini V'Yom Kareinu. Chaf Gimo. Mizmah L'David. Adonai Roe Elo Asor. Yenadeshi Abitseini Abay Menucho Tina Aleini. Nafshi Yishov Yimrafein V'Maget Tzedek L'man Shemo. Gam ki elef v'geis ha'mavet lo irara ki asa imadi, shistecha v'shantecha hima yinachamuni. Tarach v'chan ha'shocha neged tzorarai, v'shanta v'shem en rosh v'kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni ko yimei chayai, shabti duvek adonai li orach yimim. Kol chof alef. Shir lamalot, et ha'inai el arim mi ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi im adonai oseh shamayim v'aretz, ayitein lamot raglecha al yanum shemrecha. Hine lo yonung v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomecha anai tzlecha yad yaminecha. Yom Hashem shlo yekecha v'yireach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor et nashecha. Adonai yishmor et yitzka uvoecha. Yata v'yad olam. Kuf lamed. Shira malot. Nimamatin karaticha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli tiyena aznecha kashivot v'kol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmarya Adonai miyamod. Kim fast we can lamanti vare. Kiviti Adonai Kitanashi Vibra Holti. Nashi Lanai Mishamra Boker Shamra Boker. Hello Israel Adonai Kimana Hasad Rabbi Mosabut. Who if that S Israel Mikolabonatov? Kuf Mendet. Maskili David. The Otobu Maraskila. Kolil Adonai Zak Kolil and Raisanam. Mishbok Lapanam Sihit Saratila Panavagid. It's a Tifalai Rukiva Tayzat and it's received Rasu Alech Tamnu Fasli. I bet you read the Aminu or Aim, Aimly Makir, Alad Manos Merini, in duration of she, Dati Alecha Adonai Marte Tamasti, Halki Beretachayim. Akshiva Renati, Kizolosi, Roda, that's when you were spy came too many. O Siam, the Masker, Nashilo, Dota Shemecha, the Akhir, Tadikim, Ki Tigmal Alai. Achino, Kobechitra, and the Sunum Mitzara, Uveshivia, Om the Zay Bayam, Babain Bayamacha, Amakom Yirahim Alehim. The Yotzi Mitzala, Ravacha, and Sela, Oro, Shibud Lagula, Hashtabagos Makarib Benomar Amen. Mishaber Chabotinu. Bermitzav Yaakov, who you berkat chayle, tzava, haganah, li Israel. Shei kochot habizachon. Omzivu mishmaratinu, vare Elohinu. Mivol of Adon v'yad v'bamritzvayim. Minyam agadol, lavo rabah, v'vacho, makom shehin, v'yabashab, v'avir, uvayam. Yitain Adonai et avinu, kamim olinu, digafim v'fneihem. Agadosh baruch hu yishmar v'yatziot chaylinu. Mikol tzara v'tzivam, mikol negav machla. Mishmach barcha b'tzalcha b'chomah ha-seyideihem. Yad b'rtzonin l'tachtayim v'yatrem v'kezim shuva v'teret v'zachon. V'gemem v'gatuv k'adonai Eloheichem o'leichim v'chem v'ilecha b'chem imer v'chem v'shia v'chem v'nomar amen. Mishaberach avotinu. Avotinu Yaakov Yosef Hoshana Aron David Shlomo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamalei Rachamim Aleihem. Lachimam Lachotam Lachadikam Yachiyotam. Shlachem Meheru Kuhashem Min Shemayim. L'chol Avirayim L'chol Gideyim. B'kof Shachol Yisrael. For the Nefesh for the Kof. Hashto Bagot Makariv. Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Eben. I look forward to having you back on the program, please God. In Yiras Hashem, in the near future, he spoke about Kashrus, total different department, only supports the revenue of my department, so, feel free to always talk about kashrus on this call. We're just here at the Daily Tehillim call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday. Now tomorrow, already tonight in Israel, is Yom HaShoah. Tomorrow is Yom HaShoah in Israel as well as here in America. And we will be joined by Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, who will be speaking on the call. That's tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.